Welcome to Help from Future Self.
Hello, Archons, and welcome to Help from Future Self, a conversational Keyforge podcast by and for Keyforge friends. I'm your host, the Wookiee, and I'm joined here today by my very best Keyforge friends. What's going on, Dr. Sheep?
I'm awesome and amazing and so excited to be here.
All right. Also today, we're joined here by Draskor. Hey, Draskor.
Howdy, Archons. How are you?
All right. And making his very first appearance this week, we have Ewok Jr. What's up, Ewok?
Hello, Keyforge community. It's been so long. I was just really looking forward to being on Help from Future Self, and I'm ecstatic to be here with all of you today. So thank you.
And we're ecstatic to have you with us.
It's so good to have you on, Ewok.
We've really been trying hard, Ewok, to get you on to HFFS ever since your Roseville second place tour. It's really great to have you.
See, I felt that way too. I will be 100% honest. I did have a dream last night that I'd wake up and that I was going to be part of this cast. It just, something sounds a little bit different to me, and I don't know if it's a nightmare or but I am so happy to be here for you guys. It has been a very long time coming. And Sydney, I mean, with all the games that we have been playing here at
our
locals.
That's not Sydney. That's Dr. Sheep.
Oh, Dr. Sheep. Well, you know, you've kind of been there too, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. How could you confuse me with Sydney?
I'm not
sure.
It's
been a very long day. It's been a very long day.
Very long day. But the reason we're having our good Keyforge friend, Ewok Jr., on is to talk about maximizing your Keyforge time with all of your Keyforge friends. So you want to give us some helpful hints here, Ewok, about how do you maximize your Keyforge time? We all have busy lives. How do you maximize your Keyforge time?
Well, for me, it first starts when I go ahead and leave work. I actually pick up Wookiee and I make sure that he has to come with me. And that way I can go ahead and talk Keyforge. We can go ahead and be in the car. It starts right there. He doesn't even have a choice of, hey, I need some personal time. You have to come with me. And then Dr. Sheep, we go ahead and coerce you into dinner too. So it is mandatory. If you want Keyforge time, you set it up, you set a day, and you make sure that you drive people so they don't have a choice to escape. Even if they want to, you make sure that they go ahead and are there.
I'm always excited for the long Tuesday Keyforge. It starts at 5 and goes until 10 o'clock.
Yeah, well, we great times. We get 3 games in those 5 hours. And if you want to, you can check out all of our great Keyforge adventures over on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Archons Corner.
Oh, do you like Keyforge Adventures too?
I love them. I let me tell you, Ewok, there's nothing like sitting down with a group of friends and just cracking open a few freshies and just discovering new decks. It really gets me going.
Well, I think one of the greatest things, right, is there's so many different ways to play Keyforge, right? You can play the same deck 1,000 times. You can play the Adventures. You can play Keymander. We've got, I think, 1,300 different Keymanders at this point. And there's just so many ways to have fun.
You know, I tried playing a deck 1,000 times once, Draskor. And you can follow that over at my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Archons Corner. And man, let me tell you, the discovery that you can find so many different win conditions with just one single deck. This is why I love this game.
Yeah, I think I'm closing in on 2,000 with Rebecca at this point. It's really great. I keep learning new things all the time. Ewok, do you enjoy playing the same deck a lot of times, or do you mostly play different decks?
I am all about playing different decks. I like to go ahead and just spend my money aimlessly, and GG has lots of my money. But I enjoy sealed. I think it is the best format. And so being able to pull that sealed deck, being able to play it, at least get one play, you know, if I'm lucky on our night, maybe I get a second or a third play with it. I do have a tendency to pull a buy for our group. But as long as everyone's having fun, I'm really enjoying my time just talking Keyforge, playing Keyforge. just being with the group. I also find that if I can open a deck that has some degenerate card like Heart of the Forest or Cease Forge, it really keeps people around that they don't have a chance to run away. When you have a chance to go ahead and reap or fight, it's the right choice. That means that your friends cannot go ahead and get away from you. It's a race game. Fight race. Let's call it that, a fight race.
Dr. Sheep, how do you find that you maximize your Keyforge time?
Maximizing Keyforge time, it's really about having amazing Keyforge friends. As long as you have awesome people to play with, it's always worth showing up to the table, right? And I get to come and play with all of you amazing people every week, and you'll even play Alliance with me sometimes.
Yeah. How do you maximize? Alliance seems like such a fast game. How do you maximize your time in the Alliance scope, Dr. Sheep?
That's a good question. You maximize your Alliance Keyforge time by always playing best of 15s.
Oh.
Because, you know, you got to get your 45 minutes of playtime in, and being that a good Alliance game lasts 3 minutes, you just play best of 15, and you still get your 45 minutes of Keyforge, and it's fantastic.
So getting back to Ewok, you are the master of going to time. How do you make that happen week in and week out on such a great efficiency?
So the real trick here is to slowly come to the table, make sure that you have lots of tokens and flare, and just, you know, slowly go ahead and enroll one section at a time. Maybe roll out your mat. You actually have like 2 minutes to go ahead and get to your spot anyway. So that helps to maximize my time. I don't want to rush in. I want to be able to kind of talk with people at the table, see how their last round went. Then do a couple shuffles. I love to riffle shuffle, especially your deck. That is awesome when I can go ahead and do that. And, you know, whatever I can do to extend that time, I love my watch. I look down at it and, you know, sometimes it's just like, oh, this game's going too fast. I got to slow down. So being aware of your surroundings, taking some deep breaths, really looking at the cards. And when you know you have it planned out, just kind of shuffle it back. You can also not look at your cards until it's your turn. And that way it just takes extra time. You want to have lots of processing time in order to be successful.
I really like those tips. I find stacking your tokens and keeping everything very neat and tidy, including your opponent's board, really helps use up your Keyforge time.
Well, correct, because if I go ahead and I'm stacking tokens, if you bump into them like that, that's very off-putting for me, and so I must go ahead and redo. I must restack. That does take a lot of time. As long as you can go ahead and look at your watch and see that there's like a minute left or 30 seconds, and it's going to go to time and your opponent won't have the response. That's the real trick. You want to see how quickly your opponent's going to play their turn, and you just wait and wait, and then you go ahead and hand it over to him. That's the trick.
I know. Sorry.
Sorry. Ewok, I know you're, you got some rowdy friends over there, and I just sometimes they call you Slow Walk. Is that because, hey, you're just enjoying your experience, or are they just giving you a hard time? Tell me about that.
I honestly don't know. I played this game. I love my community, and apparently it's just not enough. I kind of go home some nights and I cry because I pour everything into this game for them, and I'm really trying to maximize my Keyforge time, but you know, even when I'm playing super fast and I finish, it just never seems to be enough for this group. It's really stuck. It's been hurtful, to be honest.
Oh, well, you know, we did save the best member of Archon's Corner for last to have on this cast. And if you want to join our cast and leave the other, I think we might be able to do something about that.
Oh, well, that would be awesome to have you over here full time.
Yeah, join us on Help for Future Alliance. And help for future self. Sorry. And, you know, we're just a happy bunch over here.
Well, I know Ewok's tips have really worked because friend of the show, Domino, can't forget his game against you in Philadelphia. He remembers it and talks about it all the time. It is his favorite Keyforge memory.
Yeah, I was talking to Domino not too long ago, and he says he cannot wait to face you again one-on-one. He said he would even do it for my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Archons Corner.
That is so good to hear, guys. I don't hear enough of that positive. Archon's Corner can be kind of negative at times. I mean, surprise, you may not know that, but I try and bring some brevity and some positivity to the cast. And, you know, I'll have to really think about joining you guys because I could use a little bit more positivity myself. And for Domino Man, I love that game. It was a great match. It was back and forth. So that makes me feel so good that he has included me as one of his top Keyforge memories.
I don't know why you would disparage Archon's Corner. They are great Keyforge friends, and I know for a fact that in April, they're donating all their swear jar donations to a charity, which Wookie will fill you in on.
Well, not only all of our swear jar donations, because that will be a sad donation. However, all of our Patreon dollars and any extra money that comes in through the Archon's Corner PayPal will get donated to Autism Speaks for the month of April for Autism Awareness Month. We do it every month, and we're going to continue to do it on this month for all of our Keyforge friends out there. Now, another question for you, Ewok. It's been said, legend has it, that there are times where other players are able to get two, sometimes three games in your single game. Do you ever fear you're missing out on more Keyforge?
No, because I'm playing the whole time. They have some downtime or they have to shuffle. And this is not Lorcana of a best of three. It's just a single game. So I don't know why people don't want to maximize their Keyforge time. I mean, you have a full 45 minutes. We definitely need to go ahead and spend all of that time with our friends.
I mean, there's some really great cards out there that can help with that, like Heart of the Forest and Pester Grove. And I am testing a triple Ceaseforge deck that seems pretty fun.
Yeah, I heard you told me not too long ago, you also have a Tutor Ben Rilo deck that's going to be able to really maximize Keyforge time.
Well, you just draw all the cards. Yeah.
Yeah. I love to give my opponent more cards to draw and play with and think about. So Tutor Ben Rilo is a phenomenal card for that.
Yeah, that's awesome. But I think it's time to get to our titular segment.
Help from Future.
This week, we want any sort of tips that you had from previous weeks on ways to maximize your Keyforge time. Sheep, how did you maximize your, how did you find ways to maximize your Keyforge time last week?
Well, I got you in a corner and I told you all about my new Alliance deck.
Mm.
And yeah, I told you again and again. And I didn't let you go until you could tell me every card that was in it.
Did you want to share with the listeners out there what's in your new Alliance deck?
Four Near Future Lenses. Four.
Nice.
But I don't want to share the rest because this is taking me to the top.
Yeah. I heard you had a Bryozark in there as well.
Of course.
Of course.
That's how it helps maximize your Keyforge time. If your friends can't use their actions effectively, it takes them longer and you get a little more game out of it.
Mm, nice.
That was a tip from Ewok.
Drazkor, how did you maximize your Keyforge time this week?
Well, I make sure to keep my podcast really short so I can just play more Keyforge. Why talk about it when you can just go do it?
I agree. And I love playing Keyforge, and you can check that out over at our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Archons Corner, where we play so much Keyforge and we really just focus on the discovery of each and every single deck. Right now I'm going through Dark Tidings, where I found there's so much to discover.
I couldn't agree more.
Ewok?
I really loved episode 578, where you had that one Dark Tidings deck against that one AOA deck. That was great.
Yeah. Really, a real tide turner, if I do say so myself. Ewok, how are you maximizing your Keyforge time this past week?
Well, when contemplating a deck to be able to bring to a match or to a vault, I just want you to know that you should not get backed into your favorite deck or your most expensive deck. Just go with what will give you a favorable matchup and have fun playing Keyforge, because it's all about the people. So just have fun playing Keyforge.
So,
and Wookie, how do you maximize your Keyforge time?
So this week I spent a lot of time maximizing my Keyforge time. by opening Star Wars Unlimited this week. It seems to be a really fun game. But I did, we did play some, what did we play this week? What was it? Menagerie.
Yep.
I think you know what, Sheep? I think it's called Menagerie. Menagerie. That was it. And we had such a blast discovering such great combos that Luke and the guys at Ghost Galaxy have built into those packets. They really took a lot of time curating all of these ideas.
I loved all the Saurian laws we got to play with.
Yeah.
Multiple decks, and they each had one. It really let us discover some Saurian laws.
I got
it. Well, and you can bring that to the vault now for the Sunday events. So that's even more ways to play.
Yeah, I got a damage deck with double Maleficorn and all the damage pips, and I really found ways to get my Maleficorn back into play. Really, just new levels of discovery. It was really great, really awesome, guys. I had a great time with you all this week. All my great Keyforge friends. But that's good.
I just want to say thank you before you go, because I had an absolute blast. It was so nice to hear all the positivity here. And I really feel that I'm now a part of the Help from Future Self community. I'm surprised it took this long, but thank you. Thank you, guys. I really felt encouraged and welcomed here.
It was great
having you here.
It was great.
We'll have you back anytime, Ewok.
Yeah, because you are a great Keyforge friend. But real quick, I want to give just a shout out. Ewok, where can people find you?
Well, the best way to find me is snail mail. People do know my address and they'll knock on my door. I'm always up for playing Keyforge. And outside of that, I guess you can find me on Discord too. Oh, I am Ewok Jr.
Dr. Sheep, where can people find you?
You can find me haunting people with fraud on the Crucible with Dr. Sheep, or on any of the Discords, also Dr. Sheep.
And Draskor, where can people find you if they need to reach out to you?
Well, they can find me. I am Draskor on many different servers, including here on the Help Future Self one. We're starting the new ABR season soon, so come and join my team, and we'll forge some keys together.
Yeah. And you can find me in a variety of different places. You can find me in X or Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Discord, my YouTube channel, Archon's Corner, over on YouTube, Twitch, Reddit, MySpace, Tinder, Steam, and the OnlyFans. So don't forget, reach out over there, subscribe to my YouTube channel, and we'll see y'all next week.